But before it was ready, the sixth wave landed, and something deep within and far below gave way. The undulations of the surrounding morphscape grew violent, casting up thick, heavy waves and huge, twisting ropes, great long whips which lashed at the sky, bubbles that grew to be giant orbs before bursting, sending shards flying, while great fractured shells melted back into the squirming, spasming greyness. And when the seventh missile wave hit, the AI Extra Brutal saw the great cracks off in the distance, sections rearing up like cliffs, like splinters and shards hundreds of miles long, wrenching away from bedrock. The Godhead was breaking apart. The eighth wave finally did it, like a hammer blow landing on cracked ice. Gouts of destroying energy sliced into fissures and crevices, racing through the interstices, burning and vaporizing the ancient matrices of the Godhead's brain. Its agony sent gigantic convulsions tearing through its vast corpus. All around the aggression destructor, the morphscape had slowed, apparently solidifying, before a massive internal deformation shattered it all. The AI Extra Brutal had shut down most of its external sensors, safely shielding those that could be protected, but it had enough still active to witness the arrival of the last missile wave, their sun-bright explosions lighting up the expanding clouds of debris and dust with halos of incinerating hellfire. The Extra Brutal was picking up nothing but interference on the command channel. It knew that it was now partly encased in a solidified chunk of the Godhead's integument and floating clear of huge splintered pieces, even as the dissipating wavefronts of energy and debris pushed them further apart. The construct AI gingerly tested its maneuvering jets and found that it could move. Steering a course towards the edge of the gigantic rubble cloud, it was careful to keep to wider spaces, trying to reduce the chances of a collision with something large and fast-moving. With its sensors, it saw that the energy discharge from the missile strikes continued to blaze amid the veils of pulverized rock, unseen flames flickering in a haze of stone. The AI Extra Brutal noticed the wreckage of many ships among the drifting debris of the Godhead. But the strangest object was a lifeless male humanoid strapped to a blue couch which had small suspensor assemblies fixed to either end. A detailed scan revealed that the humanoid had broken legs, a broken spine, and a fractured shoulder, and that it had died from explosive decompression. The Extra Brutal committed the data to its report file and continued on its slow, winding journey out of the corpse cloud of the Godhead. Chapter 42. Greg. He swung his legs out of the Raug foray pod and stepped down onto a hazy, ashen wasteland. He had a Raug weapon in his hand, a smart gun, Cauchy had called it, a large-gripped, fat-muzzled piece in a strange grey material. Warily, he scanned his surroundings. Heavy rains had fallen a short while ago, and the uneven, burnt ground steamed while smoke drifted from the charred, massive husks of trees that lay all around. The warm air stank of incinerated wood and vegetation, and he spat to try and clear the taint from his mouth.